My Tsugupen, hello, beloved, and greetings again as we look into the Word of God and study about the bread of life. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. We're studying in Romans chapter 6, 7, and 8. And I love these passages because they are so rich with truth. And they unlock and open up many of the mysteries that many children of God are struggling with and do not comprehend and fully understand. These are such precious passages of Scripture, and I hope you'll study along with us as we look here in Romans chapter 6 again. Last time we were talking about indwelling sin within our body and how to have victory over indwelling sin. It's through the Lord Jesus Christ and making Christ the Lord of our life. Have you ever come to that point and place where you told the Lord he could do with you, in you, and through you, whatever he wanted to do, no matter what it cost, no matter what it involved, no matter what it might mean? Oh, beloved, our enemy Satan will do everything he can to keep you from making that pronouncement. He will do everything he can to keep you from fully yielding every area of your life to the Lord Jesus Christ and allowing him to be Lord in every area of your being. Oh, beloved, let him move into the throne room and set upon the throne of your life. There used to be a movie called God is My Co-Pilot. Beloved, you don't want God to be your co-pilot. God should be the pilot. You're the one that needs to sit in the co-pilot seat and let the Lord direct your step. Let the Lord guide your path. Let the Lord be in control of your life. He's the one that's to be our help and our strength. Oh, it builds up man's ego to say God is my co-pilot, to say that I'm in charge, but God's there to help. Oh, beloved, it's so much better instead of making yourself in charge, letting the Lord be ruler of your life, letting him be in control. And when you do, beloved, he begins to open up his word and reveal truths that you've never seen before that will liberate and deliver and set you free from the old power of indwelling sin. Oh, it's still there in the old body, and it'll still raise its ugly head, and it'll still try to overwhelm you. But through the power of the indwelling Christ, through the Holy Spirit, you can walk and live victoriously as more than a conqueror, which is God's goal for your life and for mine as a child of God. So let's look again into the Word here. Likewise reckon, accept the fact, believe the fact, that ye yourselves are dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Dead to sin in our spirit. Remember, don't forget that basic truth of the triunity of God creating man in his likeness and in his image, with a spirit, a soul, and a body, as 1 Thessalonians 5:23 points out. The spiritual part of us is the area where the Holy Spirit of God indwells our life. And thus, 1 Corinthians 6:19 and 20, our body becomes his temple, his dwelling place. And thus, beloved, as you yield to the Holy Spirit, you can enjoy victory over the indwelling sin that's in the old flesh. Let not sin, verse 12, therefore reign in your mortal body. Now you still have a mind, emotions, and a will. That's you, beloved. That's your personality. That's who the world knows you as, and that's who the psychologist deals with. It's the soul of man. But, beloved, the psychologist ignores your spirit, and that's where your true identity is. It's in your spirit. It's not in your body or in your soul, but it's in your spirit. You're either a child of God or you're a child of the devil. You're either walking after the Spirit of God and yielded to the Holy Spirit and born again, or else you're lost, you're in sin, you're separated from God, you're on your road to a Christless eternity. And you may have the idea that this is all there is, but beloved, that's a lie of the devil. Oh, there's so much more, so much more. As a child of God, the best is yet to come, because this is as close to the lake of fire as you and I, as born-again believers, are going to get. We will never be in or near that lake of fire. We have already passed from eternal separation from God, which is the second death, into life eternal. And, beloved, we've just begun to live. And so don't allow sin to take over in your body. Don't yield to its appetites. Don't listen to the lies of Satan when he says, you're a child of God and you're going to be saved no matter what, so live like the devil. Give yourself over to living to satisfy the lust and appetites of the flesh. Beloved, you do that and you will regret it, because there's coming a day when we all must appear at the judgment seat of Christ. And there's coming a day when you will give an account for your life since you've accepted Christ as Savior, and the deeds and the works produced, whether you walked after the Spirit of God or whether you walked after the flesh. And you will either receive rewards or lose rewards. If you walk after the flesh, it's wood, hay, and stubble, which will be burned up at the judgment seat. But if it's gold, silver, and precious stone from walking after the Holy Spirit of God, then, beloved, it will endure the judgment, and you will receive rewards. Don't let Satan deceive you as a child of God into thinking that it doesn't matter how you live. Beloved, it matters greatly whether you bring glory and honor and praise to the Lord Jesus Christ, or whether you bring shame and dishonor and disgrace to His precious holy name. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lusts thereof. Don't yield to those evil lusts, neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. O, beloved, sin shall not have dominion over you. Don't yield to the flesh with its carnal cravings and its lustful appetites and its sensual desires. Do not yield to those sinful habits, but through the power of the indwelling Holy Spirit, through the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, walk in the light, walk in truth. And that's why this book is so essential. That's why it's so important that daily you read God's Word and you meditate on its truth, and you allow these truths that we're reading to sink into your mind and to renew your mind, and that you learn to walk in righteousness and live like who you are, not like who you were. Verse 14, for sin shall not have dominion over you. Hallelujah, beloved. We do not have to allow sin to rule and reign in our life. We do not have to allow some sinful habit to control us and to trip us up and to hinder us in our walk with the Lord. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. Oh, beloved, under the law, legalistic living is such a terrible way to live. But grace is marvelous. Grace is wonderful. And grace, beloved, is yielding to the Holy Spirit of God and letting Him produce the law of God in you. For He does it. He does it, as we'll see in Romans 8. What then? Shall we sin because we're not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. 1,000 times no. This is what we've already discussed. Don't listen to this lie of the devil. You're saved, and so you can go out and live however you want to live. You give way to the flesh and its carnal cravings and sinful appetites, and, beloved, you're laying yourself open to an early departure from this life into the presence of the Lord and shame and disgrace at the judgment seat of Christ. Yes, I know of believers who have died earlier than they would normally have died because of their rebellion, because of their sin, because of their walking after the flesh, because of their disobedience and their stubborn willfulness. Oh, beloved, beware, beware of walking after the flesh. Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are, to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness. Beloved, you become the servant of whom you obey. If you obey sin, then you're going to be its servant. You're going to place yourself under its authority, and it will rule and reign in your life, and that sinful habit will control you and have dominion over you. But you can be liberated. You can be delivered by confessing that sin, acknowledging that sin, getting into the Word of God and asking the Spirit of God to renew your mind and to strengthen you and to enable you to say no to that sinful practice and no to that sinful habit. Because you have the Spirit of God in you, and greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world, we're told in 1 John. And that's the truth, beloved. Hallelujah, that's the truth. And so, beloved, you can walk as more than a conqueror. You can live a victorious, overcoming Christian life. And that's what God wants for you. Till next time, goodbye.